Deborah Lea joining us now. Deborah, welcome. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I appreciate it. We have talked about this a little bit off and on because as a business owner myself and even somebody that coaches other businesses and I go through some of these same processes that are happening right now on a federal level, why are people so upset, A, about having to go back to the office and then on top of that, B, required to talk about what they do in their job on a regular basis and justify it?
I'm Gen Z, but I think this is the entire American society right now. Ever since COVID, people have gotten comfortable being lazy, not working hard, and just living easily, and they don't understand the value of hard work. Yes, it's nice to be able to sit from home, wear your pajamas, but the interactions when you're out and about, getting ready every day, having social interactions every day, it's very important for human psychology. And up until modern history, isolation was like the worst punishment that anybody could ever have, exiling them. And so it's very interesting that people are now choosing to exile themselves and convincing themselves that it's somehow better for them or they deserve that. And overall, I don't understand the mindset. You know, it's nice to work from home every now and then, but overall, getting out and about, participating in society is something important and worth doing.
Absolutely. And of course, Deborah, you're from Parler. That's a social media platform we're all very familiar with. You guys are dedicated to championing free speech and so on. And those of you that don't know about Parler, it's easy. Just download the app, make that part of what you do on a regular basis. And it's a great platform, Deborah. And I agree with you, by the way, everything you just said, again, as a my background as a business owner, I've owned multiple businesses throughout the years. I currently, other than doing the show here, I do work from home. I coach other businesses. I do what I do there from home. And I've done that now for probably the last, 15 to 20 years. And I will tell you, Deborah, that to your point, there's times I purposely go and do things because you want to be around other people, interact. I could literally do this show from home. I've got the technology to do it, but I enjoy coming into the station, meeting and greeting other people, having that conversation, looking at Charlie, my engineer, across from me through the glass. I mean, there's just things about that human interaction I cannot get at home. And as much as I love, you know, my wife and my family and all of that, Deborah, it's not the same as actually going to work and seeing other people. And I fully understand that. And like you, I have a hard time wrapping my brain around all that. Now, with all that said, I will also tell you that as somebody that's done it for a very long time, you have got to be extremely dedicated. You have to have the right mindset. You have to be well organized. You have to be a self-driven, which I am, individual. Otherwise, Deborah, you're going to go home and be lazy.
Absolutely. And that's something COVID hit my freshman year of college. So we all had to do our classes online and we saw the decline firsthand. And this was pretty low risk situation. It's just your college grades and your GPA, which matters a lot then. But compared to the business world and companies that there's much more at stake and at risk there, it was detrimental to every single person in my college campus. Everybody's GPAs collectively went down and there's really a lot to it. Human psychology is complex. And as much as we think we know what's best for us, there's a reason that society has done things for thousands of years and that's worked out for everyone. Everything normal, like getting married, having children, having strong families, going to church or synagogue.
Right.
There's a reason that people have done this for thousands of years. And it's not because it didn't work.
That is a great point that you bring up. And I will say this. I predicted early on, now I was wrong on my timetable because I really felt like this whole getting people back into the office would have happened much earlier than it has now. I literally am shocked that it's taken this long, other than I think for a lot of companies, this is where I wanted to get your opinion. I just feel like for a lot of companies, they knew this day was coming. They kept kicking the can down the road because they didn't want the squabble, the fight, the things that they knew they would have to go through to get these people back in. So in a lot of ways, they just sort of said, well, you know, if it's somewhat working, we'll just leave it alone. And I think what's happened is, you know, production has just continued to fall off to the point where they have no choice now but to bring people back in. Am I right in my thought process?
Oh, absolutely. And I think specifically people being upset and outraged about it, I think it's because a lot of people had other jobs. And if you work for yourself, independent contractor, yes, work 10 jobs from home.
But
specifically with the federal jobs, that's something that they're investigating now with DOGE, that a lot of these individuals, they want to know what other jobs are you working? How much more income are you earning from other companies? Is there a conflict of interest? Are you serving the federal government while also working on something that benefits from your job in the government? We just want more transparency. And it's very difficult to do that when you have people taking Zoom meetings from their bathtubs or wherever they are in the entire world. And so I absolutely agree with you. And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, but I think a lot of people are just mad about it. Like, I get it. I'm empathetic. I understand if you got comfortable at home, it's annoying to get dressed every day and commute and this and that. But I think a lot of people are just opposing this because it's coming from the Trump administration. And I've seen that across the board with issues. I live in New York. I'm born and raised here. And with the congestion pricing tolls mm-hmm. that they added, Trump went to reverse it. There are Democrats rallying in the street in support of these $9 tolls. Like,
unreal.
I think we've just entered a point in society where anything that the MAGA movement, Trump supports, the left is just radically opposed to, like protecting women's sports. It's a pretty unifying issue.
Yep.
I think we can all agree women deserve safe places, but evidently not.
By the way, you are spot on. You are 100% correct. If this were being done any other way, there would still be some people that would be upset about it, but not the masses like it is right now. And I also agree with you. There's a lot of these people that just figured, oh, gosh, you know what? I don't have to even get dressed for work anymore. I can just put on a collared shirt and I'll be good for the day, and I can wear my pajamas underneath the rest of, in other words, what's from the waist down, nobody cares. And again, Deborah, because I'm a very disciplined person, I will tell you that from the very day that I did some business things and sold some businesses and so on and realized I'd have to be now working from home more and I had multiple locations and things going on, it just worked best for me to do so. There has not been a single day I have to be extremely ill. I mean, I have got to be so ill I can't get out of bed to not get up, take a shower, put on my regular work clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's something that has gone back for not only in modern society, but in religion too. I always look for life advice that comes from a religious perspective. I'm a very proud Jew. And I was reading the Chabad rabbi's letters from years and years ago. And he gave the same advice like 50 years ago. All the same people were having the same issues that we have nowadays. And the advice will always stand the test of time, which is wake up at the same time every day, eat at the same time every day, get some movement, drink some water. And all of those things, I think when you are working at home, you kind of just push that onto the wayside. And I also work from home a lot. I have done a few news hits with potentially pajamas on the bottom. I will deny that if it ever comes down to it. But I've definitely felt the psychological effect of just feeling, as they say, like a body in motion stays in motion.
Yes.
When you're home, even if you're working very hard, it doesn't feel as accomplished as if you were just outside of the home. It feels a little bit more stagnant. And that feeling of just like sitting inside all day, to me personally, that is the worst feeling in the world. I feel trapped. It's just not an enjoyable feeling.
No, I agree with
you. I don't know why everybody's rallying for it.
I don't either, because at the end of the day, to your point, I think this is exactly what we need to get things back on track, get production back up, whether that's inside the federal government, whether it's in the private sector, it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we are a country that is very well known for being high production. We know how to get things done. And I think, to your point, we've lost a lot of that through COVID. And I liked your advice, by the way. And I had similar advice throughout the years from several different mentors that, doesn't matter whether it's Saturday, Sunday, whatever, you get up at the same time. In my case, I get dressed. My kids, they always think that they're like, Dad, it's Saturday. You got a collared shirt on. Why? I'm like, because I'm still the most comfortable wearing that than I am a T-shirt. I just rarely, Deborah, ever wear a regular T-shirt. And I think part of that is, as an owner, I want to look the part. You never know when you're going to meet somebody else in my world that you might have conversation with. Could be a supplier, could be a customer, could be whoever. And the reality is, at the end of the day, I want to look better than everybody else because I want them to see that and know that that's the caliber of individual that I am. And I think it's a huge reflection on me personally. And maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I see it.
I think you're absolutely correct. And I think you're touching upon a much larger psychological issue that over time, we've gotten way more casual as a society. People used to wear suits on trains and airplanes and really dress up for every occasion. Absolutely. And I think that affects us. We can deny it all we want, but we've seen the effect that that's had on people mentally and physically. When people don't dress up, they don't attribute meaning to society as much.
Yeah.
Your life feels much less meaningful. And everything about life is a man's search for meaning, So the more meaningful things that you can do and raising the ability or increasing the probability to have a meaningful interaction, you have to leave your house for that most of the time.
Yes.
And I don't want the left to think that we're just, gonna come in and destroy everything and piss everybody off and do everything to harm everybody. It's very much the opposite. We are coming back to normal. The last few years in this country have gone so off the track of what's normal and what's good in American society. And we're having a hard return to normalcy. And it's going to be brutal for some people, but get on the train or get left behind, because we are not going to tolerate the last 4 years for the future. I deserve better. My future children deserve better. And we're going to have it.
You know what? Thank you, by the way. I appreciate you at your age saying these things, because we need more of that. Not only does my generation need to be saying this, but literally every generation, Deborah, needs to be saying this. And I want to go back to what you said initially, because this is the one thing I still, like you, I have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that, okay, throughout generations, going all the way back to biblical times, people were community driven. Even they had, you know, super large families back in the day. In fact, your wealth and success as a man in a lot of cases had to do with how many you had in your family. And that community that's always been around has been huge. I mean, God didn't just put, you know, Noah and his wife on the ark. He put multiple people on the ark. Again, going back to that whole community thing, Deborah, and the reality is throughout the test of time, community matters. And yet now we live in this day and age where, oh, I'm just going to lock myself in my basement and I'll just work from there and I don't need to see anybody. It's backwards of what it should be.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, especially in the younger generation, I'm 24, so I'm perfectly in the middle of, I had a normal upbringing. We didn't have iPhones or social media, but we got very savvy with that. Like, I had computer class growing up where they would teach us how to use the computer, but then, of course, took on to everything pretty quickly, just being raised around technology. But no, I think you're absolutely right with that, that the modern generation thinks that social media replaces actual community. They think the digital town square is the same thing as the public town square. And it's just not. And it might feel that way. You can scroll TikToks and watch all of your favorite TikTokers and really feel like you're friends with them and you know them, but it's not. It's not a real relationship. And
that's
it's
right.
Great to have entertainment, but that's all it is. It's entertainment. It is not social enrichment, which is important for everyone, for animals, for humans.
It's entertainment, not, how should I say it? It's not a relationship. It's not interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whole, you know, it's entertainment, not interaction. You cannot replace interaction with what you're seeing on a screen. And as much as you, you know, being from Parler, it's a platform, it's social media and all of that. And the reality is it's huge and a lot of people use it and it can be used in a very, very great way. At the end of the day, though, we've got to have that human interaction.
Absolutely. And I encourage everybody to get on over to Parler, because we have great, just really free speech absolutists over there. Of course, you know, attacking things, that's totally off the, that's a different category. But overall, just letting people talk and connect, that is one of the best digital public squares, I'd say, that exists out there. But still, nothing will ever replace having human connection and meaning in life. And we need to get off this path now, because anxiety, depression, suicide rates are just going up and up and up. And it's clearly not because we're doing something better than the past. The more that we try to adapt and change what our history and society is like, the more depressed, anxious, and lonely everybody gets. So I think we need to go back to the beginning, where everything worked how it should, the way God intended it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wrote a perfect description how society should function.
That's
and
right.
As long as we follow those rules, everything will be okay.
You are spot on, Deborah. I appreciate you very much. You are welcome back here anytime, and I mean that sincerely. Deborah Lea, it's spelled L-E-A. Parler is her social media platform. Deborah, thank you again, and I meant what I said. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you so much. This was a lovely conversation, and I will absolutely take you up on
Sounds
that offer.
Sounds great. Appreciate it very much. You know, folks, you guys know that I have a special place in my heart for young people, especially because we need them. It's the future of what we all have going on in the world, in the country. And I love talking to individuals like her that really understand what's going on. And we will definitely have her back in the future.